Orchestra and Under a Texas Moon came from 1929, and good for the castanet player there at the very end, because if you heard sort of towards the middle, he dropped his castanet. You actually heard it on the record, but he obviously managed to bend down and pick him up and finish the song in style, so well done to him. Hal Campana's Orchestra from 1929. Okay, quick phone call to find out the time. Here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1969.
Stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple. Once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine the
that good. That was Moira Anderson and the Holy City, and we played that for our resident Scott here on the program, Jesse in California. She'll be with you with some poetry in about 13 minutes time, and she's going to make the whole program run late thereafter, just so as you know. You've been warned, but some two great poems this week from Jesse coming up in about 15-16 minutes time. There you go. To take us to our first section, which is Bingin Singin, here are the Hootenay Singers.
Du dansar om sommar när träden står gröna och allt är en virvlande vals. Du plockar av blommor som växer på ängen och fäster dem runt om din hals. Du skrattar i midsommarnatten och lovar åt alla håll att komma tillbaka i midsommarvaka, men det spelar alls ingen roll. När höstlöven faller i sommarens hagar, ja då finns där ingenting alls. Dansar om sommaren och svänger med kjolen och håret det virvlar och far. Och ögonen gnistrar och blänker, det är en förunderlig makt som du har. När kvällssolen rodnar i väster, då kommer du mjukt i min famn. Är det då en gåta att jag kan förlåta och viska så ömt ditt namn? Men höstlöv ska falla i sommarens hagar och då finns där ingenting kvar. Du dansar om sommaren och sjunger med solen och glömmer att vintern är lång. När ängen står grön och när blommorna doftar, då plockar man gärna ett fång. Vad hjälper det då att förmana när du är så sprudlande ung och tror mer än gärna på din lyckostjärna och gör varje dräng till din kung. Men höstlöv ska falla i sommarens hagar och då finns där bara en sång.
Held out for a couple more years, they could have been the new ABBA, the Hootenanny Singers from Sweden, and that was Your Summer Dance. Hope you enjoyed that. It was rather pleasant, I thought. Let's see, where are we now? Well, we're into our first segment of the morning, but before I do that, how are you? Did you have a good week? Do hope you did. I had a splendid week, thank you for asking, and nothing great, nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. And at my age, I like that. Yeah, I really do. All right, what are we going to do now? Oh, Bingin and his singing. All I have to do is press this button here, and we hear three songs from Bing Crosby. Actually, one of them is with Louis Armstrong as well. With Now You Has Jazz, and Mary's a Grand Old Name in the middle, we start with McNamara's Band. And to make it all happen, I just say the two magic words. Bing, sing.
My name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair, the annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Oh, my name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, there's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band. Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green. And I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There are O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland. But by Yemeni, I'm the only Swede in McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. That's McNamara.
It is Mary, Mary, as plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name.
Mary,
Mary, Mary, as plain as any name can be. But with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name.
Well, you take some skin, jazz begins. Take a bass.
Man, now we're getting someplace.
Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans born.
Ah, take a stick
with a lick. Take a bone.
Man, hold the phone.
Take a spot, cool and hot.
Now you has jazz, 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 jazz. Lit two ton song. Mr. Edmund Hall. That's from a young long Mr. Billy Kyle.
There goes Squire Gertie. Watch him. He's a mess.
Now Mr. Barrett Dean.
Listen to, well, you know who.
Hey, Pops, you want to come up here and take a little, leave a little?
If you sail,
I sail it, sail it
over the sea.
And will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're all moto hip in Italy.
Ah, well, Arrivederci, as for France.
Oh, they zig the
beat. Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The French ones all prefer what they call les jazz.
Ah, for me, dove.
Take a plane.
Oh, my baby, this.
Go to Siam.
Badia.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam. Indian song. The Amazon.
Yes.
Take one bar, and all of them are
welcome.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody wing and ring, ding, ding, a ling, and that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the north to the south, east to the west. Jazz is king, jazz is the thing that folks dig.
Good stuff there from Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. And now you has jazz. And we started off with McNamara's band. That goes back to the 1800s, that song. And in the middle there, Mary's a Grand Old Name. And we'll have some more from Bing, of course, right about the same time next week, all being well. Time now to pop over to Germany and say very good morning to Holger. Hope you're well. You can hear Holger here, of course, on Angel Radio Wednesdays. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe. Check the website for details just to make absolutely sure, but I believe it is 2 o'clock. Each week he sends us a song that he thinks we are going to like. So far, he's never been wrong. He's done a very good job as Holger. And this week he sent us a song by Jita Lind and Krista Williams. And it's called Ein kleines Haus am Ende der Welt. And I'm going to see if I can figure that out in English. Klein is little or small. Ein is one or a small house at the end of the world. I'm going to go for a small house at the end of the world. Let's have a listen.
Ein kleines Haus am Ende der Welt, vom Glück hingestellt, sah unsere Liebe die Zeit vergehen. Es kam, denn schön wie ein Traum war dieses Glück. Der Wind in den Bäumen sang sein zärtliches Lied und du wolltest bei mir sein, was immer einsam ein Haus. Nun bist du fern und kehrst nie zurück. Vergessen vom Glück steht einsam ein Haus. Vergessen vom Glück steht einsam ein Haus.
Blueberry Hill, wasn't it? German version of Blueberry Hill, says Holger. But I'm sticking with A Little House at the End of the World, because I think that's closer. But I have to tell you, Holger, that's gone to the top of my favourite list. I really did like that. Jita Lind and Krista Williams and Ein kleines Haus am Ende der Welt. A small house at the end of the world. Yep, that's what I'm going to go for. We'll have another song from Holger around about the same time next week. And, of course, you can hear him Wednesdays right here on Angel Radio. Holger, thank you so much.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Time to pop up to Scotland right now and have not one, but two poems this week from Jesse in California.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Robert Louis Stevenson. Now there is a Scottish author, a name to conjure with. So many well-known books, classic books that he wrote, like Treasure Island, Kidnapped, and Katrina, and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But as well as all these well-known novels, Robert Louis Stevenson also wrote poetry, and in particular the book that I had when I was a wee girl was A Child's Garden of Verse. I loved the poems in there. There were a lot of good ones, but this one in particular, I just love how the rhythm of the words imitates the sound of the train wheels. It's short enough to capture the imagination, and a work of art. From a Railway Carriage by Robert Louis Stevenson. Faster than fairies, faster than witches, bridges and houses, hedges and ditches, and charging along like troops in a battle, all through the meadows with horses and cattle, all of the sights of the hill and the plain fly as thick as driving rain, and ever again in the wink of an eye painted stations whistle by. Here is a child who clambers and scrambles all by himself and gathering brambles. Here is a tramp who stands and gazes, and there is the green for stringing the daisies. There is a cart run away in the road, lumping along with man and load, and here is a mill, and there is a river, each a glimpse, and gone forever. Wikipedia tells us that this poem comes from a 1936 British documentary film. It was directed and produced by Harry Watt and Basil Wright and produced by the General Post Office Film Unit. It's a classic. Just about everybody has heard it. I have the DVD. The poem and the soundtrack captured the journey of a postal train, describing its unwavering process through varied Scottish landscapes during a time long gone into history. In the film, this poem is read by the author-poet. I hope you can put up with my own version, but notice how the words of the poem follow the rhythm of the train. Night Mail by W.H. Auden. This is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the cheque and the postal order. Letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop at the corner, the girl next door. Pulling up Beetuck, a steady climb, the gradient's against her, but she's on time. Past cotton grass and moorland boulder, shovelling white steam over her shoulder, snorting noisily as she passes silent miles of wind-bent grasses. Birds turn their heads as she approaches, stare from bushes at her blank-faced coaches. Sheepdogs cannot turn her course, they slumber on with paws across. In the farm she passes, no one wakes, but a jug in the bedroom gently shakes. Dawn freshens, her climb is done. Down towards Glasgow she descends, towards the steam tugs, yelping down a glade of cranes, towards the fields of apparatus, the furnaces set in the dark plain like gigantic chessmen. All Scotland waits for her. In dark glens, beside the pale green lochs, men long for news. Letters of thanks, letters from banks, letters of joy from girl and boy, receipted bills and invitations to inspect new stock or to visit relations, and applications for situations, and timid lovers' declarations, and gossip, gossip from all the nations, news circumstantial, news financial, letters with holiday snaps to enlarge, letters with faces scrawled in the margin, letters from uncles, cousins and aunts, letters from Scotland to the south of France, letters of condolence from highlands and lowlands, written on paper of every hue, the pink, the violet, the white and the blue, the chatty, the catty, the boring, the adoring, the cold and official and the heart's outpouring. Clever, stupid, short and long, the typed and the printed and the spelt all wrong. Thousands are still asleep, dreaming of terrifying monsters or of friendly tea beside the band in Cranston's or in Crawford's. Asleep in working Glasgow, asleep in well-set Edinburgh, asleep in granite Aberdeen, they continue their dreams. But shall wake soon and hope for letters, and none will hear the postman's knock without a quickening of the heart. For who can bear to feel himself forgotten?
There you go, two great poems there from our Jesse this week, Night Mail and From a Railway Carriage, and I was going clickety-dee, clickety-da, clickety-dee, clickety-da, and we'll have some more from Jesse around about the same time next week.
In Portsmouth, Gosport and Havant on 98.6 FM, and in Chichester, Bognor and Selsey on 94.8 FM, this is Angel Radio.
Now, a little bit later than usual, it's time for Beagle's Big Three, except we don't have a Big Three this week, we have a Big Four. Cecil, in Liverpool, near the airport, very good morning to you. Excuse me, I'm just going to have a cough, hold on a minute. There you go, that helped. Near the airport. He says, I would like to hear something from a group called the Flamingos. They were very popular in the day, but I can't decide which songs I want. I know two, and I still want another two after that, and I know you only do three. So I'm going to send them all to you, and you can pick out. And Cecil in Liverpool, near the airport, well, he's been rather clever, because the songs that he picked out were Kokomo and Whispering Stars. And then I had to choose from Shilly Dilly and Chicky Umbar. And I think Cecil knows probably what the rest of you know. I couldn't make a choice, so we're going to hear them all.
Ooh! Kokomo, 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 talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear. Heard what you told me, heard what you said. Heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't worry, my pretty, won't lose my head. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Now hey, hey, a Kokomo.
Does she love him? Will she come back? Will she come back? fly through the skies with nothing to do. But twinkle, oh yes, twinkle all through the darkest night. And when the daylight comes, he'll just fade out of sight. Deep and true, and when that day comes, I'll no longer envy you. But now I look up with jealousy in my heart, 'cause all that you play is a bright and shining part. When spring starts, I'll dry my eyes for hear my cries. But now I'm all alone. I'm not happy, I'm not gay. But someday, oh yes, someday, love will surely come my way. Someday, someday, love will come my way.
As fine as she can be, she's got a whole lot of loving waiting for me. She's bow-legged and slew-footed too. Nothing in the world shilly-dilly can do.
Shilly-dilly, yeah. Shilly-dilly, shilly-dilly, shilly-dilly. That's my baby's name.
One eye is blue, the other is red. She got a silk bandana tied around her head. She's false-eyed as she can be. She's looking at you, but she's seeing me.
Shilly-dilly, yeah. Shilly-dilly, shilly-dilly, shilly-dilly. That's my baby's name.
Stops up and now, silly dilly did. But she jumped up and she shook her head. She took one big leap and was out of the door. She said, I can't die now, I got to love my man some more.
Shilly dilly, boom, 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 boom. Shilly dilly, shilly dilly, shilly dilly. That's my baby's name.
My baby's name, she's a ball of fire, she's a raging flame. I want Shilly Dilly all to myself, but to everybody, Shilly Dilly something else.
Shilly Dilly, yeah. Shilly Dilly, Shilly Dilly, Shilly Dilly, Shilly Dilly. That's my baby's name.
Just to keep me warm. And when
yes, we're gonna sing and shout. So go, go, go.
What do you want?
You see, Cecil from Liverpool near the airport's clever because he knew I wouldn't be able to choose between Shilly Dilly and Chicky Umba, so we got to hear them both. A great selection of songs there, Cecil. Thank you so much. We heard Kokomo and then Whispering Stars, Shilly Dilly and Chicken Umba from this week's Big Liz Big Four. And my thanks to Cecil from Liverpool for that. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Big Liz Big Three, just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the good folks a call in the Have an Office on 0800 014 1955, and if you just ask them to pass a message on to me, they will be very happy to do so. And if you want me to call you to discuss it, please give them your phone number and tell them it's all right for me to phone you, and I probably will. It's as simple as that. It is with me, RB, and it's a Biglia night.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
This song's about a menagerie, you know, a sort of zoo. Don't think it's a farmyard. I mean, don't insult us. Don't mind a bit of fun. Listen to all the animals. They're all going to start off any minute. Excitement was intense in the big menagerie. The manager announced he'd lost his best performing play. The elephant waved his trunk. The tiger glared his hate. A Gigi said, oh gee, and rubbed his head against a gate. You can't kill flies by scratching them, said the donkey to the horse. The horse said, nay, 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 of course, of course, of course. You can't hatch eggs by scratching them, said the cock-a-doodle-doo. Amen, amen, said the broody hen, true, 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 true. If pigs could only fly as well as they can walk, there'd be no more fried ham and no more pickled pork. But you can kill fleas by scratching them, said the monkey from the zoo. All hands on deck, by heck, scratch me and I'll scratch you. The parrot said, scratch, Paul. The owl blinked at the sun. The big brown bear said, I don't care as long as I've a bun. The little pig said, and rooted up his patch. The ostrich cried, I've lost my stride. I don't feel up to scratch. Well, I think while these lads are playing this, I'd better do a bit of training. Come on, flea. Come on, jump this gate. Come on. Where are you? I've lost it. Oh, love, has it got on you? I'm sorry. Ow, ow. Ow, ow. That flea's getting about. Come on, flea. Come on, you've got to jump over this gate. Either you'll jump over it or I'll break one of your backs. Come on. Over. Over. Alley. Got it. There you are. He's from the zoo. All hands on deck, by heck, scratch me and I'll scratch you. You can't kill flies by scratching them, said the donkey to the horse. The horse said, of course, of course, of course. You can't hatch eggs by scratching them, said the... True. If pigs could only fly as well as they can walk, there'd be no more fried ham and no more pickled pork. But you can kill flies by scratching them, said the the monkey from the zoo. All hands on deck, by heck, scratch me and I'll scratch you.
There, it's still going on. There's only one person that could record a song like that and get away with it, and it's our Gracie. You can't kill flies by scratching them. I hope you enjoyed that. I thought that was rather amusing. And talking of amusing, we'll have some comedy in, what, about, 40 minutes, actually. And I believe in this week's programme, let me just have a look. Can't find it at the moment. Frankie Howard, Margaret Rutherford, Oliver Wakefield, Nan Kenway and Douglas Young, all scheduled to appear. But right now, well, we're back on schedule, which is good, and it's time for our new segment called Stardust. And this is where each week we're going to play the song Stardust, because it's been recorded by now over 1,600 people, 1,300 officially, and there's a 300 that haven't yet been registered. So it's a very popular song. It goes back to 1927, and it was written by Hoagy Carmichael. He wrote the tune. Somebody, I can't remember who wrote the lyrics. Somebody else wrote the lyrics. But initially, it was just an instrumental, and it was produced by Hoagy Carmichael and his pals. And in fact, it was the B-side to One Night in Havana. As for who the pals are, well, there was Morris Bennett, Paul Brown, Hoagy Carmichael, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Dick Kent, Don Kimmel, Bob Mayhew, Nina Mayhew, Oscar Rosberg, Misha Russell, Andy Sechrest, Emil Seidel, Byron Smart, and Gene Woods. Whether they were all involved in the original calling of recording of Stardust or not, I don't know, but here is the original Hoagy Carmichael and his pals. Thank you. Hoagie Carmichael in there because he was the one that was on the piano. Stardust, the original recording. It was recorded on October the 31st, 1927, and released very early in 1928. And we'll have another version of Stardust around about the same time next week. Carmichael and his pals with Stardust. A couple of minutes' time, we've got a little bit of posh, and it's a nice bit of posh this week. It's a nice bit of posh every week, isn't it? But this week, particularly nice. It's one that you can hum along to. Now, that'll give you a clue. To take us there, Alma Cogan.
Might
what a show off. Alma Cogan doing brilliantly there. Charles Blackwell doing the showing off with an amazing accompaniment there. I Love You Much Too Much from 1964. You are listening to Bigley at Night here on Angel Radio with me, RB, FM, DAB, and online. And you can get details of what is currently doing what and where on angelradio.co.uk. Right now it's time for a little bit of Posh, and this week it is the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, and it's a brilliant version. I think you're going to like it. There's loads of people in it. The orchestra is conducted by David Parry, who also waves the stick at the London Philharmonic Choir to go with the Philharmonic Orchestra, and also the London Chorus. So from Nabucco, the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, you can hum along.
Thank you.
beautiful. That was the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir, along with the London Chorus, and David Parry waving the stick at everybody. And that was from Nabucco's Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves. Yes, there you go. Nabucco is the opera, I think, not the person that wrote it. I'm losing it. It's early in the morning, what can I say? And we'll have another bit of posh around about the same time next week. Doris Day is not too far away.
If you should leave me, I know 'twould grieve me. So, honey, please remember, absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. I love you dearly, I'm yours sincerely, but honey, please remember, absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. When the cat's away, the mice will play. I don't say I will, but still I may. I may be blue away from you, and then again I may be gay. When I get fretful, I get forgetful. So honey, please remember, absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. When the cat's away, the mice will play. I don't say I will, but still I may. I may be blue away from you, and then again I may be gay. When I get fretful, I get forgetful. So honey, please remember, absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. For somebody.
Very nice too. It was Dean Martin with Paul Weston's orchestra, and absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't know, I'm not totally sure I agree with that. I think it probably does, but I don't know. I mean, I've been away from people for ages, and when I come back, they go, I'm not totally sure it works in both directions. That's just me. Anyway, very good morning to Brad in Chicago, or good evening to him still. He invented the next segment, which is Day at Night, which is Doris Day singing songs at night. It couldn't be simpler than that. Got three songs from her this morning, and we start off with My Ship.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold. And of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls and rubies spill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can't wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives, that dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If I sing, doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own.
Won't you come or let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby of mine. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Now won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby of mine.
pretty baby, pretty baby. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you, pretty baby. Pretty baby of mine. Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey mine. Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine.
Like to feel your cheeks so rosy,
like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey
to feel your cheeks so rosy,
like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey mine, lovey mine.
Beautiful stuff. Doris Day there, Day at Night. We started off with My Ship. We had a Cuddle Up a little closer at the end, then, and in the middle, it was Pretty Baby. And I do hope you enjoyed those three, and we'll have another three songs or so from Doris Day around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. Time to make another phone call. See what the year is this time. Here we go.
At the third stroke, The time on Angel Radio will be about 1947.
Nice. Here's Harry James.
Thank you.
Precious Stella by Starlight there from 1947, and Harry James and his orchestra. We got comedy coming up in about 5 minutes' time, and to take us there, it'll be Robert Goulet a little bit later, but first, Don Cornell with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra.
Got to stay with the happy people. Have your fun and live in the land of joy. You've got to stay with the happy people. Just face the sun, 'cause life is a Christmas toy.
Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is looking around for company.
So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love you to wear a smile.
To stay with the happy people
and have your fun and live in the land of joy.
Stay with the happy people.
Just face the sun, 'cause life is a Christmas toy. You know, down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious.
And take it from me that misery
is looking around for company.
So stay, stay, stay
with the happy people. Don't you wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile.
Just stay, stay, stay with the people who love, love, love to wear a smile.
And look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can far and near a world you've never heard before.
see forever and ever and ever and ever more on a clear day.
A great deal of the music is supplied by D.A.B. Dave, and he supplied that one, Robert Goulet, and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever from 1965. And he supplied the one before that as well, Don Cornell with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, along with the Ray Charles Quintet, and Stay With the Happy People. And my thanks to Dave for providing the music pretty much each and every week now. I don't really have to do too much at all, which is rather nice. Did have to pull the comedy together, and I think I've done rather well this week. At the end, we're going to have Nan Kenway and Douglas Young with Very Tasty, Very Sweet. In the middle, it'll be Oliver Wakefield trying to tell us about gardening and what to do with your aspidistra. But we start off with two greats. Well, the other two are great as well. The other three are great as well. But Frankie Howard and Margaret Rutherford with Nymphs and Shepherds.
Thrice hark!
Nymphs and shepherds, come away! Come away! Come away!
Oh, splendid, splendid! Hurry, Francis, we've been called.
Oh, naughty nymph! I've got my sheep to look after.
Hurry!
Now, take your hands off my crook. All right, sheep, keep your wool on. Francis will look after you. And you, mate.
In the cross, in the cross, and for the place, and for the pain, and for the pain.
Oh, joy! Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Sport of play.
Not you. She means me.
Chase me.
Well, I'll never catch you.
Don't worry. I'll fall.
Oh, please. Mrs. Nymph. Nelly.
For this is for a holiday. This is for a holiday. This is Flora's holiday!
Did you know it was Flora's holiday?
Of course, I saw her off at Euston.
Did you? I'm rather surprised. She went from Paddington.
No, she didn't.
She did.
She didn't, indeed.
Mind you, a very funny woman.
Oh, yes, I knew her father. Well, what?
I did. Oi! I'm talking!
Francis!
What?
The wind! The wind!
I know. I should take some...
No, the wind calling us to play.
Oh, can't you play on your own?
Are you kidding?
Your work we know. No.
Sorry. Securely what?
Roam.
Oh, well, for a start, this flock isn't roving.
They are, you know. They've gone.
Hey, oi, sheep, come here. Flock, come back. I can't understand it. Oh, why did you have to take your veil off?
Well, we're alone. Oh. Let's sport and play.
Oh, all right. You bat and I'll bowl.
All right.
Nymphs and shepherds, come away.
Come away.
Nymphs and shepherds, come away. Come away. Come away. Jealous?
Hello, everybody. You know, I can't help feeling that winter is over, and then summer draws on, and there's been quite a nip in the air the past three or four, and not, of course, the sort of nip you get in the pub, but the nip that gets you in and that. That's the nip you have to guard against. It catches you where you least expect it, but generally it catches you in the bud. And now my chief function in life is to protect these little buds that grow in life's, because some people have berries at the bottom of there, but I have buds. Now, many of you probably wonder what qualifications I have to discuss gardening. Unfortunately, I'm unable to show you my credentials, but I should like, if I may, to lead you up the garden path, and a very fine path it is too. On one side, we have a spacious, herbaceous border, and on the other side, the potting shed. That's where all the dirty work goes on. You know, I love potting around the totting around the pot, transplanting my from one pot to another, and I must say I've had a great deal of success with my begonias this season. In gardening circles, I'm known as a man who calls a begonia, and I've only just begonia to realize the advantages of an outdoor. That glorious feeling when you get up at the crack of high noon, and just as the sun creeps over the yard on, and you stagger out into the with your trowel in one hand and the rest of your tools in the other. It makes you realize that nature in the is seldom, and that's where you start digging. Digging, I find, loosens the biceps and takes the stiffness out of your digging. Is done either for fun or for potatoes. And if you happen to be digging for fun, you'll find potatoes. And on the other hand, if you happen to be digging for potatoes, you'll find you have the choice of many tools. You can use either a spade, a hoe, a fork, or a jobbing gardener. Now I've done some of my best digging with a jobbing gardener. They're pretty good on the whole. But who the devil wants holes all over the place if you haven't got anything put in them, you know? But of course, a friend of mine got caught like that with a lot of these left over, and I suggested he put in a few bulbs, sort of brighten things up a bit, you know? And I went around and seen him that night, and the place was in absolute darkness. He'd planted all the bulbs he could find, and he told me he thought they'd turn out to be neon lights. I mean, there's very little you can do with it, because I was very glad, for his wife's sake, I hadn't told him to put in a few slips, carnations. Of course, there's many a slip twixt the cup and the hip, lip, and these things are sort of sent to try one. They'll sort of stop me and try one, and if you don't like it, you know what you can do with it, and I can't. I can't help feeling that there are thousands of amateur gardeners today at this very who are wondering what they can do with their aspidistas. Now, my advice is, and always has been, to stuff them in the nearest corner, and have a jolly good roll on the lawn every morning. And in that way, and in that way only, can you hope to look your neighbor in the and keep your end up.
We should like to take you to the bar of the Startled Hare. It appears that on the 29th of February, Mrs. Yatton, the aged licensee of the Startled Hare, proposed marriage to Mr. Grice and was accepted.
Nan Kenway went to the old inn to find out all about it, and here is a reproduction of the conversation.
Good morning, Mrs. Yatton. I hear you have taken advantage of leap year.
Yes, missy. I popped the question to Mr. Grice, and he says yes, as meek as a lamb.
I likes that, the old lamb. Jolly good grub, I reckon, with some nice mint sauce, not potato or two. Very tasty. Very sweet.
Ah, so there you are, Mr. Grice. Congratulations. How does it feel being engaged?
Oh, a bit of all right, I reckon. Some say this and some say that. I don't know mine, but it makes you think. Of course, I'll have to draw my odds in, I reckon.
Yes, he'll have to mend his ways a bit. Still, I believes in looking after a man's future. Never mind what his past is.
I likes them.
What?
Pasties.
Oh.
Like what they has in Cornwall. Oh. Cornish pasties, what they call. Jolly good grub, I reckon, with some nice thick gravy and, say, a feed of broccoli. Very tasty. Very sweet.
Well, have you put up the bands, Mrs. Yatton?
Oh, yes. Everything is fair, square, and above board. The parson knows.
I'm not very partial to that, the old parson's nose. Not the best part, I reckon. Still, I don't know mine. But it makes you think.
Well, my wedding very nearly didn't come off. My husband's car broke down, and he had to be towed in the whole way.
I like sausages done like that.
Like what?
The toad in the whole way.
Suffering Tomcatcher, you'll come to a sticky end. Toad in the whole way.
Very tasty, I reckon, with a nice daub of fresh mustard. My late good lady used to make a very pretty toad in the hole.
Well, she had a very strong will, I suppose. A case of mind over matter.
Oh, it makes you think.
Oh, yes. What are you wearing for the wedding, Mrs. Yatton?
Well, I'm having me old bonnet freshened up a bit. It's going to be trimmed with some nice ivy leaves and a rose.
I likes them on toast, the old rose. Very sweet, I reckon.
I was going to have a new one, but the price is something awful.
That's very popular nowadays.
What is?
Awful. They ain't going to ration it, I've heard tell. Good grub, they reckon, the old awful. I don't know, mind. But it makes you think.
Yes, of course. Well, I must be going. Cheerio. Best of luck, and may all your troubles be little ones.
Oh, well, she's gone.
Yes, she always goes so quickly, don't she?
Oh, very hasty. Toot the sweet.
Well, what did she mean by all our troubles being little ones?
I don't know, mind. But it makes you think.
Well, there you go. That was Nan Kenway and Douglas Young. And they were actually married in real life. And that was very tasty, very sweet. And before that, we had Gardening the Oliver Wakefield Way. What you need to do with your aspidistra. And we started off with Nymphs and Shepherds from Frankie Howard and Margaret Rutherford, and we'll have some more comedy in next week's program around about the same time, all being well. Right now, along with the Clark Sisters, here's Jack Smith.
Just go to root to toot to toot to toot to root to toot to toot to toot to root to toot to. Oh baby gee, but it's fun dancing to the corn belt symphony. They all go to rat ta 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 ta. They love to make with romance dancing to the corn belt symphony. They get a solid kick from a corny lick that goes hey bop rebop. And if that music is sweet with a righteous beat, they will say all reet.
Well, all reet.
Tareet to teet to tee tee, tareet to teet to tee tee. It's corny but gee, they love it singing along, dancing to the corn belt symphony.
Corny lick that goes hey bop ree bop. And if the music's sweet with a righteous beat, they will say all reet.
Well, all reet. Tareet tee 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 tee, tareet tee 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 tee. It's corny but gee,
they love it singing along, dancing to the corn belt symphony. Just go to root to toot to to root to toot to to root to toot.
Oh baby gee, but it's fun
dancing to the corn belt symphony. They all go to rat ta 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 rat ta 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 rat ta ta.
They love to make with romance dancing to the corn belt symphony. They get a solid kick from a corny lick that goes hey bop ree bop. And if that music is sweet with a righteous beat, they will say all reet.
Well, all reet.
Tareet to teet to tee tee, tareet to teet to tee tee.
It's corny but gee, they love it singing along, swinging along, dancing to the corn belt symphony.
Smith and the Clark Sisters from 1948 and the Corn Belt Symphony. Used to dance to music like that at our school when we used to do country dancing. I was terrible at it. I really was. And that was where you have to do... It was really more Scottish country dancing. Jessie would have been wonderful at it. I'm sure she is wonderful at it. Me, I could never hook up with the right person. You know, I'd be flung here and there, and I'd end up with a person right down the other end of the line. I never knew how to do it. Such is life, I guess. This is Joni James.
Is it any wonder I've fallen for you. You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue? When I search the heavens, I found no one like you. Found a rainbow, found the moon glow, saw the light from the great Milky Way. Quite an eyeful, yet a trifle, when compared to your magical ways. Is it any wonder that I feel like I do? Will I always wonder if you love me too? I always wonder if you love me too.
Perfect. send you off to sleep at this time of the morning. Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with Heaven Can Wait. And before that, we had Joni James. And is it any wonder? But I suspect our next song might possibly wake you up a bit. It's off to Hawaii. I think it's called Aniki Mali from 1959, Hal Aloma and his Hawaiian Orchestra. And I don't know, that might send you off to bed with nice dreams of a trip to Honolulu or something like that, which I wouldn't mind, quite frankly. Mind you, it's a long way to go, and the time difference is something like, I think it's about another 3 hours on what we've got here, which is, it's not good. I can't handle time differences like I used to be able to. Well, that's it. Time for me to go. Thank you so much for joining me for the last couple of hours. I really do appreciate it, because without you, there would be no need for me. And I very much hope that you will be here around about the same time next week, and I will do my best to do the same. Have a good week, and a safe week, and a pleasant week. And I leave you in the capable company of Izzy Bon, and When You Come to the End of Day. Ta-ra.
Of the day, and the night folds your troubles away. Did you ever watch the setting sun and dream of the things that you might have done? Do you turn from your work with a smile? Do you feel it's all been worthwhile. As you dream the twilight hours away, when you come to the end of the day, when you come to the end of the day, what a grand feeling that is. As the night closes in, all your worries and troubles seem to disappear. Tell me, did you ever see the sun going down in the evening, and in a lazy sort of mood stop and think? Yes, and sometimes dream. Dream of all those wonderful things that you might have done. Do you turn from your work with a smile? Do you feel that it's all been worthwhile? As you dream the twilight hours away, when you come to the end.